And I'm pleased to say my guest this afternoon is join me. It's Harry Hubbard. Good afternoon, Harry.
Hi, Andy. Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now then, you're involved with the organisation called Love Music, Hate Racism. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess primarily the focus of the organisation is just to bring the community and people together through the medium of music. You know, I think we feel that the diversity and of Dorchester makes the town stronger. That be that through the hospital where, you know, 10% of the workforce are from India, or through the sort of cultural vibrancy that I think makes the town a much more exciting place, with the One World Festival, for example, that the Multicultural Network put on over the summer. So it's about celebration of that and bringing us all together.
Excellent. And how did you get involved? What sort of spurred you on to get involved with this?
That's a great question. I think, you know, over the last couple of years, I think we've seen some people really react and push back against maybe this diversity and multiculturalism. And it's something that I felt we, as young people in the community, had to speak out against for the reasons I've just said.
Excellent. We will tell listeners, they can probably tell you sound young, but you're a student here
yeah,
in Dorchester.
Absolutely.
Which school do you go to?
Yeah, I'm at Thomas Hardy in Dorchester.
And are the school behind all this as well?
Yeah, of course. I don't think you can really stand against something saying love music, hate racism. So yeah, they've been involved.
And what's the general feeling in the school? Are you getting a lot of support from the other students?
Absolutely. Not only, I think, because of the message of the event, but also the sort of nature of how we're putting it together. You know, I really want to emphasise that this is something ran by young people, for young people, you know. Three of the acts, we've got one from Weymouth College, one from Hardy's itself, one from a college in Bournemouth. So it's not only, you know, celebrating unity, but also, you know, the youth of the county.
Now, you're talking about the event that you're going to put on. Explain to us, when is that going to be and whereabouts is that going to be?
Yeah, so the 25th of January, next Saturday, in Vinyl Van, from the doors open about 7 o'clock to 11, we're having four acts, some solo artists, some bands, there'll be a DJ set, some stalls. It's completely free for anyone, so it'd be great to see as many people as possible.
And for anybody who doesn't know where the Vinyl Van is, can you explain that?
Yeah, so that's in a Brewery Square.
It's the record shop up at Brewery Square. Because, you're a young chap. Mm. You know, have you noticed, is there a real problem in, you know, Dorchester, Dorset with racism, do you think? Have you noticed a problem?
I think most people are incredibly accepting and welcoming and loving people, and to, you know, act as if any form of racism was with a minority would be a lie. But I think, yeah, there's been an upturn in hostility, I think, particularly towards our Muslim community. I remember speaking to the one of the organisers at the local mosque, who said that, you know, in the summer, when those riots were happening, it was the first time she had been scared to leave her home in Dorchester in 25 years. And I think that's not something we can stand for. So I think it's the support has been amazing and shows that Dorchester is not a racist town. And one, as I said, of unity and acceptance.
That's a real surprise to hear that yeah. Somebody who lives in Dorchester is feeling scared to leave their house. That's a real shock.
Absolutely.
Right. But music, as you're sort of implying, music's a very powerful way of getting the message across, isn't it? You know, it's a very good way of bringing people together, isn't it?
I completely agree. I think division can often be emphasised, whether that be over religion or language or culture. But actually, you know, like the song before, you put on some Amy Winehouse, for example, and everyone can come together over it. Absolutely.
Tell us a bit more about the event. What's it called? Is it the event in the Vinyl Van? That's when's that again? January the
25th. So next Saturday.
Where do you think that's going to, you know, take things to?
I think that's a really important question, Andy. I think it's a really hard time for everyone, especially with the cost of living crisis. And I think we can really react to that by blaming others or turning on each other. And I think it's really important to push against that and build something that's going to last in Dorchester and Dorset more widely, that doesn't blame other people, and that spreads, you know, positivity and acceptance. So I think this isn't a one-off. I think we want to have future events in Weymouth and possibly Bridport and Dorchester again. Yeah, as I say, to push back against those attitudes that could be present by some. And I think, you know, we saw a really fantastic example of this in Portland over the last year, where, you know, when the Bibby Stockholm barge came to the port, actually, instead of acting out against those refugees, they were welcomed into the community by the people of Portland in a way that I don't think anyone could have expected. That level of kindness and generosity, seeing the community, both refugees and people on the barge, do beach cleans together, volunteer at food banks, was something I thought was really heartwarming, and something I think we should spread to Dorset more widely.
Okay, and so just remind us when the gig's going to be at the Vinyl Van.
Next Saturday at 7 p.m. The doors will open. That's the 25th of January.
And it's a freebie as well.
Of course it is.
Okay, well, many thanks for coming in today, Harry.
Thank you so much,
Andy.
And
good luck with everything.
Yeah, and just to emphasise, although it's run by young people, everyone, I mean everyone, is welcome. Thank you.